It was a one more last trip to Kenya. Our hearts this morning are still overflowing with joy and thanksgiving. Everyone we wish to see and everything we hope to do, and then some, had been accomplished on the several months that we were gone. Our marching orders from dear friends before we left was to let our light shine, to let God's light shine, to share his love, and to shape his people. And the scripture that went along with us with that came from 2 Corinthians verse 8 of chapter 9. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. We started out every day going to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, in reading, not just this verse, but as Pastor Ed tells us, know what comes before it, know what comes after it. And indeed, we did see grace abound and keeps abounding. Over 30 years ago, Bill and I both suffered some severe medical things in our lives. Bill was recovering from his first heart attack. And after he was completely recovered, we rededicated our lives to the Lord and said, wherever you can use us, we want to go. Within a few months, Bill came home from his business one day and said, honey, we're going to Africa. A letter had arrived from some missionary friends, and they were working in a remote area of Africa. And in that area, they hadn't had rains for over 2 years. And the people were starving because they couldn't grow any food. He said, would you come and help me provide water? And so that was our main reason for being there. Bill put sand points down and hand pumps in for these people. And as the water started flowing, it gave us many opportunities to tell about the living water. And now the opportunity came for us to go back to that same village. It had been 10 years since we had been there. But the missionaries that had arrived on the field at the same time as us, a young married couple, and we were empty nesters, have been in that area for over 30 years. Once again, they haven't had rain for almost 2 years. The drought has hit so severe, and as I would say, the animals, the cows would just fall down or fall over. What do I say, Fuzz? But they fall over, okay. But anyway, the people too are hungry and they are thirsty. And while we were there, we had opportunity, Bill had many opportunities to provide water for them, but also we had so many opportunities to sit in the homes with them and tell them stories from God's Word. They love to hear the stories, especially the wonderful stories of miracles, of the wonders that are still happening in this world, in what happened when Jesus for 3 years walked on this earth. And one of those miracles happened to Bill. And because of that miracle that took place, we just pray that those people who witnessed that, who not only heard these stories, but witnessed the healing that took place through belief, through prayer in Jesus Christ. At this time, Bill will tell you about that.
Friends, I experienced in Africa, in a remote area, about 6 weeks ago, the miracle of healing. I was on a Saturday morning, about mid-morning, and I started feeling pain in my chest. And so the first thing I do is go get my nitroglycerin. Now I'm abbreviating this. A lot of other things have happened, but we'll give you the short version. Now that other people are seeing what's happening, and I'm sitting there with excruciating pain in my chest and sweating profusely and cold at the same time, and I was pretty sure that that was my last day on earth. I had peace. I wasn't concerned about myself. I was concerned about Carolyn. What would she do in case this event took place? So by that time, many other people were involved in this, and we were going to go to prayer. Jesus, our Savior, He's the great healer. Why wouldn't He heal me? So my first question that came to me was, do you believe that Jesus can heal you? And I said, yes, definitely I do. I believe this all along, knowing the experiences that Jesus had here on earth and knowing all those stories. Or is there anyone that you have not forgiven? So this was kind of a confession time. And I said, I'm not a kind of a person that holds grudges. Far as I know, there's no one that I know that I have not forgiven. Relatives, friends, parents, whoever. Then let's go to prayer. So we prayed. Three people holding their hands on my chest, praying that Jesus would heal me. And after some time, I was asked, how are you feeling? And I said, well, the pain is relieved, but there's still pressure there. Well, let's pray again. So we did. And after some time, the pain was gone. Now, this is 6 weeks ago. I have not experienced any pain since then. So I'm healed.
We were 12 hours away from this.
Now, I'm happy, of course, that I'm still here talking to you today. But the great thing is, to God be the glory. All of these people now have seen a miracle performed by Jesus, our Savior. And it's up to them, with faith, to give God the glory. I think of the story of Lazarus. When Jesus walked up to the tomb and he said, roll that stone away. And then he shouted, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus came out. And then Jesus said that for those of you who have faith, this is to glorify and honor God. And that's our job today, is to glorify and honor God. Jesus once said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And our job is to love God, love each other, and to tell others what God has done for us. Those are our marching orders. Thanks be to God.
It thrills our hearts and gives us so great joy to know that God could use Bill to reach this group of Muslim people. For 30 years now, they have been hearing stories. There's a handful of believers who are being persecuted. But on Sunday morning, this all happened on Saturday. On Sunday morning, as we prepared for worship, we would invite the villages to come under the acacia tree and sit with us. That Sunday morning, many came. Many came to see if the Mose, the old man, was still alive. And when they saw that miracle that he was there, and they heard his testimony, we could see in their eyes a difference. In the next few weeks that we were there, the questions that we had to answer, in the joy that we had to have in our hearts to think that someday these brothers and sisters will be with us in glory if they too accept Christ as their Savior. And I am so happy that Bill was concerned about me. I thought of my friends, some of them sitting here today, who their husbands have gone on before them. And I'm sure that I would be able to survive, but 12 hours away from the nearest hospital and then to get remains back to America, these were such great concerns. And the Lord heard every one of our cries and our prayers, and it is to God be the glory. Thank you for your love and prayers.
Let's ask the ushers if they would get ready to take the offering, and as they do, let's just sing together and remember and praise the Lord for His faithfulness, singing, "Great is Thy faithfulness."